Welcome back to the Bruins pregame show. We're here with head coach Bruce Cassidy. It's time to connect with the coach, brought to you by AT&T, proud sponsor of the Boston Bruins, AT&T Wireless and DirecTV, AT&T Entertainment your way. Bruce, a couple days off here for your team as you get ready for the Detroit Red Wings. Biggest news, definitely with Charlie McAvoy being out, announced 4 weeks, be reevaluated in 4 weeks. You know, what's your general impression right now?
Well, he's going to be missed. You know, it's like any other player. I shouldn't say like any other player. Anytime you lose a player out of the lineup that plays a lot of minutes, you know, you've got to find a way to replace them. We've gone through that with Berge and other players earlier in the year. So in the stretch run here, it's not ideal, but it could have been worse. I'm an optimist. If you know, it could have been longer term. Now you're into the bleeding into the playoffs. And so hopefully he's a fast healer. And that's the maximum time he's out. We'll have a better idea going forward. But in the meantime, it's one of the reasons why a Holden was acquired at the deadline, to have some depth at that position. You know, Grizz and Adam are healthy. So Grizz will be the guy going in tonight. Will he be using Adam as well? So we're not going to ask one guy to do everything Charlie did. But in the same token, it's an opportunity for other guys to get more minutes and against good players.
Decisions that you have with the depth that you have now, you know, you said Grizz going back in, Wingle's also going in today. How much of the opponent plays into that? You know, maybe Detroit's maybe a smaller team, not as quite as heavy, kind of faster.
Well, it matters, but at the end of the day, I think we have a good mix. Like Wingle's going in for Achari, Knowles, you know, physical, great compliment on to those, to Crowley and Schaller, penalty killer. Well, Wingles brings a lot of that. So that line shouldn't be too effective in terms of how they're going to play, regardless of the opponent. With Grizz, the puck mover helps our transition. That's where, you know, we're going to miss Charlie. Obviously, it's one of his greatest strengths. So Grizz gives us a little bit of that back in the lineup. Adam gives us more grit. So we just went with Grizz. You know, Detroit, I don't think they're overly physical team. You know, we still have Kevin Miller back there, Z. So I think we'll always be able to match up no matter which guy goes in. So there is some thinking. This one is more about let's get Grizz back in. He missed a couple games. We've talked about young guys not want them sitting too long. I think it affects their confidence. So that's the other reason that he's going in sooner rather than later, and we'll see going forward.
What's your impression of Nick Holden been the first couple of games you've seen him?
I like Nick's game. He's got great composure with the puck. He tends to see the play and make it. Doesn't overthink it. Doesn't overhandle it. I think he's added something on the power play in terms of his ability to get the puck to the net and think shot first. Big body. He's gotten away, defended well. So far, so good. We're going to try to get his motor up a little bit, play with a little more pace in terms of closing out plays in the neutral zone and D zone. Part of that could be system-oriented for him in the past, and part of it is just something, the way we play, the style of play, that we're going to ask him to bring a little more. But all in all, it's been very good for us, been a nice find, and it's fit in well.
With Brandon Carlo being asked to play here with Z, you sat him out one game, and he's come back. I thought, anyhow, from where we sit, the last couple of games, he's really kind of started to move forward and played better. How have you seen it, and where do you want him to still improve here?
Well, he's trying to be more assertive with the puck and defending. That's what we want out of him. So that part is very good. Going up with Z now with the Charlie, see, there's always, you're always looking for the silver lining, and this might help Brandon's game. To go back with Z, he had a successful first year. It's his type of game, shutdown game. He relishes that. So to be with a shutdown partner, that's their biggest responsibility, I think will help Brandon. It's kind of going back to his roots, so to speak, and it should make him a more confident player because it's one of the things he's done really well for us. We asked him to grow his game this year in terms of puck movement. Maybe it was too much too soon in hindsight to – maybe that's a little bit down the road, but at the end of the day, you always want your players to grow. I think that's a normal ask of a coaching staff and management. But like I said, going back to his roots with Z, with a partner he's comfortable with, I think should help his game.
One other player I wanted to ask you about was Dan Heinen. He sat out one game, got back in, back in there today. What did you see from him?
Well, I thought he competed harder, wanted to make a difference. You know, we got into, there was a lot of special teams. Danton hasn't killed a lot, even though he has the ability to do that. We've been fortunate enough that our killers have been mostly healthy, and we've used him on the power play. I think it's a big ask for him to be on both as a young guy. And then the other day we used some D, so Danton played some of that, but he lost a few minutes here and there in those situations. Being behind, you know, we double shifted a few of the Marsh and Pasta, knowing we had a couple of days before our next game. So I like Danton's game. Again, he's got to work his way back into the player he was a little while ago, and that being a little stronger on pucks, making a few more plays around that, getting his shot off. That's the other thing I've noticed, that a few more of getting blocked. So a little slow to get the release off, and some of that's this time of the year things speed up, and some of it's just a younger guy going through the ups and downs of being a new player in the league.
Bruce, we appreciate it. Good luck here tonight against Detroit.
All right, thanks.
That's head coach Bruce Cassidy. Bruins and the Red Wings are next.